A tiny US state with 5 million people living in it has just made a massive Bitcoin play by becoming the first US state to accept Bitcoin over the Lightning Network for payment for taxes. So today we're going to be talking about why everybody is underestimating this most recent announcement. And when we really think about what just happened in the US earlier in the year and just last month, where California became the first state to set up a Bitcoin office, and we have the ninth largest state, the state of Wisconsin, actively buying hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin for their pension fund. I think this most recent announcement that happened yesterday will begin to become a little bit bigger in most people's eyes. So who is this state? Well, let's go straight to their government website and have a look at this official press release from the state of Louisiana. There you go, I butchered the name. Louisiana residents will now have the option to pay for state services from their private secure crypto wallets. These popular types of cryptocurrencies will be accepted. Bitcoin and Bitcoin Lightning. In fact, the first cryptocurrency payment was made today to the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. So that's the news. It's big, but I'm surprised that not a lot of people are talking about it. Everybody has been distracted by the shenanigans that Donald Trump has been putting on at a Bitcoin bar yesterday, becoming the first president to make a Bitcoin payment for some Bitcoin burgers. That's what he named them. We're going to be talking about Trump a little bit more in a little bit more time. But I first want to talk about why this news about Louisiana is such a big deal. Again, they've got about a 5 million person population as of today, 2024. As we know, they've just become the first state to accept Bitcoin as payment, but they weren't the first state to set up a Bitcoin office. Who remembers this announcement right here that we talked about on the channel literally 2 weeks ago? We talked about California, the biggest state in America, and the fifth biggest economy in the entire world, shocked everyone by coming out and becoming the first place to create a Bitcoin office. Let me rephrase that. First US state to create a Bitcoin office. We all know El Salvador has a Bitcoin office, headed by Stacey Herbert and Max Keiser, doing incredible things in El Salvador, mind you. But this was a little bit of a game changer when we saw the city of Santa Monica, which is inside California, embracing Bitcoin and creating a Bitcoin office. Again, was this most recent announcement by California something that inspired the state of Louisiana? That's really a tongue twister, isn't it? I think it might be. I think maybe there are dominoes falling in America that suggests that the states are beginning to go their own separate ways. And irrespective of what these federal laws are in America, I don't think people care about them so much anymore. I think it's becoming clear that the states are beginning to do their own thing. We can see here, this is an article dropped in Forbes yesterday. Louisiana accepts first cryptocurrency payment for state services. Before we talk a little bit more about California and the state of Wisconsin, I want to quickly read a little bit from this article here. So let's have a look at what the treasurer of the state of Louisiana said. Let's see if he's a Bitcoiner or if he's a shitcoiner. Let's have a look here. Again, nothing against the shitcoiners. It's just that we do see a lot of politicians leaning towards altcoins. We're going to talk about Trump in a moment too. Well, the treasurer says, by introducing cryptocurrency as a payment option, we're not just innovating, we're providing our citizens with flexibility and freedom in interacting with state services. So they believe the key benefits of this new law in the state will be reduced fraudulent transactions, Bitcoin's a transparent ledger, protection from crypto price volatility. Doesn't really make a lot of sense, does it? Who will be receiving the protection from crypto price volatility when the state of Louisiana accepts Bitcoin for payment for state services? Does that make sense to you? I don't know. Is the state of Louisiana hinting at the fact that they're going to be holding on to this Bitcoin. And maybe by holding on to some early and creating a position early, maybe they're going to be a little bit more immune to the price volatility that is associated with hodling Bitcoin in the future. Just a speculation. I just saw that in that article and it didn't make a lot of sense to me. So again, I don't understand. Who is protected by price volatility by creating this law? I don't know. We can also say the state receives all payment in US dollars. So again, that's probably something to be mentioned. We're going to talk about that more in a moment and why they're accepting US dollar stable coins alongside Bitcoin over the Lightning Network. But we can also see the bill included provisions for the right to self-custody digital assets in the state, transactional freedom with Bitcoin, and support for Bitcoin in mining industrial areas, and a blanket ban on CBDCs. That's a big one. That really is a big one. And we can see this has been in the works for a little while. We know that there have been, let's just say, rumblings, let's just say movements towards Bitcoin in a lot of these other states. But we can see here, this really interesting article says, Louisiana isn't the only US state to accept Bitcoin payments. Here are the others. Pretty interesting. So who are the other states? Well, first I want to read a quote from the treasurer that is highlighted. We're going to be reading that momentarily. We can see here, in today's digital age, government systems must evolve and embrace new technologies. We're not just innovating, we're providing financial freedom in interacting with state services. Okay, it's promising. It's promising, but who are these other states that also accept, quote unquote, crypto payments? Well, apparently, the state of Ohio. Geez, I'm butchering the names of these states today. I apologize, guys. Still got guacamole in my mouth. I was trying to shovel down some breakfast before I jumped on this live stream with you guys. I was a little bit late today. In 2018, Ohio started accepting crypto for tax payments. They even created their own platform, ohiocrypto.com, which is no longer in operation. Businesses could pay 23 types of taxes using Bitcoin, which was converted into dollars via BitPay before reaching state coffers. However, in 2019, the Ohio Attorney General declared that the state treasurer lacked the authority to operate the program without proper approval. So they scrapped it. They said, sorry, we don't want innovation. How dare you have innovation? We can see in March 2022, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, also someone who has banned CBDCs, promised that state agencies would allow businesses to make tax payments in crypto. This initiative aimed to promote Florida as a crypto-friendly state and encourage innovation in financial technology. The same year, Colorado, another state, announced that it would begin accepting crypto tax payments, requiring residents to have the entire value of your invoice in a single cryptocurrency in your PayPal cryptocurrencies hub. So there have been a number of other states who have talked about these bills. A 2022 Bloomberg report shows us that Arizona, California, Hawaii, Illinois, New York, Oklahoma, and Wyoming as legislators that introduced similar proposals that never came into effect. So again, why did all of these proposals not come into effect? Why was there a lot of talk and a lot of FOMO happening in 2022? That was just after the Bitcoin bubble popped. And we had that run up to 69K and from memory, 2021, November, December timeframe. We saw all of this interest happening at the end of the bull market. But the state of Louisiana this week became the first state to actually accept Bitcoin as payment. So again, if we have all of these other states who are interested in doing this in 2022, I think it makes a little bit of logical sense for them to all FOMO into Bitcoin as soon as that price starts to run up. And I do think the timing of this cycle It's very interesting. So obviously we're talking about states accepting Bitcoin in America. Okay, we're seeing some positive developments that maybe suggests that, you know, things are happening at a little bit of an accelerated timeline. We saw all of the rumors from all of those different states in 2022, but, you know, none of them, Arizona, California, Hawaii, Illinois, New York, Oklahoma, and Wyoming, none of them actually passed the bill and accepted Bitcoin as payment. Louisiana, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, has actually broken ground today and become the first to do so, which is incredibly bullish, incredibly massive. Okay, so I'm beginning to think that maybe, just maybe, we're going to see all of these states who showed interest in accepting Bitcoin from 2022 actually adopt Bitcoin and implement all of these laws that they were talking about and, you know, raising a little bit of interest and awareness about. I think they're all going to get signed pretty quickly. When? That's the trillion-dollar question. Maybe when Bitcoin breaks out of this consolidation range. Okay, Bitcoin right now is, I believe, looking incredibly bullish. Okay, I don't have the tweet to show you, but I am incredibly bullish on the next 12 months in Bitcoin, and I never make short-term price predictions just because nobody knows where the price of Bitcoin is going. One of the reasons for why I'm incredibly bullish over the next 12 months or so, it's because of this. I think we're seeing FOMO in lots of different aspects surrounding Bitcoin. Obviously, we know that Donald Trump was cited this week for doing some pretty interesting things. I want to talk about the pension fund FOMO we're going to see in America in a moment. I want to first play these videos for anyone who missed it, because these videos, I believe, overshadowed what happened with the state of Louisiana. Nobody cared because Trump was out there buying Bitcoin burgers. That's what he called them. And he was using Bitcoin to pay for the burgers, becoming the first US president to actually use Bitcoin to settle a transaction. I'm going to show you those videos for anyone who might have missed them earlier in the week. Okay, so we have no sound for that. I apologize, guys. But I think it's pretty interesting because we even saw Trump throwing out Bitcoin burgers in the same night. Okay, I'm just going to mute the sound. I'm just going to talk over it. I apologize if there's no sound. But Trump was calling these crypto burgers. And then there was someone in the back of the room who said, no, it's not crypto. It's Bitcoin burgers. It was absolutely an incredible video. I apologize if I can't have the sound for you guys, but I believe it was the Trump news that overshadowed the Louisiana news. But what is making me incredibly bullish is this news right here. I really believe we're going to start seeing some serious FOMO kick in, and I do not think people are ready for what is going to happen in the next 6 to 12 months. Okay, I really, really do think price is a massive lagging indicator, especially when we have these pension funds right now, big pension funds too, buying Bitcoin. Okay, so before, I'm going to show you this announcement here first. So top 10 US pension fund invests $160 million into IBIT. This, of course, was the pension fund of the state of Wisconsin. Really like this tweet here. We're going to take a peep at it, because it shows you just how big this announcement is. Oh, I hope you guys can share my... I don't think you guys can see my screen. I've made a Luke. I've done a Luke. I've made a boo-boo. I apologize. All right, how about... should be able to see my screen now. So these are the top 10 pension funds in America ranked. California pension fund. $424 million. Enormous. California State Teachers Pension Fund, $257 million. Massive. Okay. This is why I think it's such a big deal that we have the first Bitcoin office set up in Santa Monica, California. It's a big thing. If you're joining us late, we discussed that at the beginning of the live stream. You can rewind this puppy and watch me scrambling at the beginning of the live stream here, trying to get this thing started on time. I apologize to the 359 of you guys if I was a little bit late today. Had a busy day. I was running home to see you guys on this live stream without breakfast. But we can see here the Wisconsin Pension Fund. Number 9 on this list with $118 million of assets. Okay? They are now allocating to Bitcoin. I believe this is absolutely huge. Absolutely huge. We can also see the FOMO is beginning to, let's say, take hold. And we can see other big entities in America beginning to allocate to Bitcoin in a ridiculous way. So firstly, we can see last month, the state of Ohio, again, the state we mentioned earlier, the first state to accept Bitcoin for state payments, who reversed that decision in 2019, they had a representative, Steve Dimitri. Oh, I apologize, Steve, if that name's wrong. He introduced a pro-crypto legislation that would require the state's retirement systems to evaluate investing into Bitcoin ETFs. Again, this was just after the Wisconsin Pension Fund began accepting Bitcoin for payment. And aside from pension funds, major banks, including Wells Fargo and JP Morgan, hold Bitcoin ETF allocations. That's bullish, but it's not as bullish as what happened earlier in the week. Again, I did a live stream on this, so I'm not going to completely rehash it. For anyone who might have missed it, the US's biggest bank and the world's biggest bank, with $2 trillion of assets under management and $48.8 trillion of assets under custody, has now been cleared by the SEC to provide institutional custody of digital assets. Again, I think that is just about as big as it gets. I'm going to talk about why I think that right there is potentially the biggest domino we're going to see for a long time. And it's going to probably be something that's going to really impact the Bitcoin price in a big way. But while we're talking about Bitcoin price, wanted to remind you guys, again, so many people are sleeping on Bitcoin. I think there's a lot of people short on Bitcoin. Let me explain myself. A lot of people have Bitcoin sitting on Coinbase, an exchange, or even holding Bitcoin ETF shares. And they're doing that because they don't think Bitcoin could be worth a lot of money in the future. I believe they're sleeping on Bitcoin. They're saying, who cares? My $10,000 worth of Bitcoin, it will never be worth $100,000. I politely disagree with you. I really do think you should start actually thinking about Bitcoin the way it should be thought about. If this is generational wealth, if this is decentralized, secure, and cannot be changed. Bitcoin has a $900 trillion total addressable market cap and is worth $1.2 trillion today. I don't need to spell it out to you guys. Bitcoin has the potential to be worth tens of millions of dollars in today's value. Okay, this is why I always encourage you guys, please get your Bitcoin off the exchange. Do not become another number, another victim, like we saw customers of BlockFi, FTX, and Celsius become victims in 2022. Again, always self-custody Bitcoin. Go and get Bitcoin-only hardware wallets. You can get a BitBox. You can get a cold card. But most importantly, the biggest step you can do to back up your Bitcoin and take custody of your Bitcoin is to put your Bitcoin back upwards on titanium. Okay, I've got stamp seed plates here. So many people make the mistake of using paper. I think paper is not generational wealth. It should not be thought of as generational wealth. So I always encourage you guys, go check out what Stamp Seed is doing. You can get 15% off anything you want to buy from Stamp Seed with that promo code Luke15. All right, let's talk about price. Let's talk about why things could be really setting up here for, let's just say, some upwards price movement. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a peep. I haven't posted this on Twitter yet. But as you can see, I've kind of been going through all of the bullish catalysts I believe we're seeing right now. I obviously show a chart of Bitcoin. I don't draw lines on charts often. And I said, I never make short-term price predictions because no one knows where the price of Bitcoin is going. But is this the most bullish setup in Bitcoin's history? Rate cuts just began. The Fed's pivoted. Global liquidity increasing. October begins in 9 days. That's right. October is Bitcoin's best performing month, for those who don't know. Germany and Mt. Gox selling has been absorbed. That's 200,000 coins worth of supply that is normally not on the market for sale, but it got dumped this year. We have regulatory clarity and acceptance in America. And we have nation states like Bhutan being exposed for accumulating Bitcoin, becoming the fourth largest Bitcoin holder in the world, despite having the 166th, that's a tongue twister, biggest population. They've got 700,000 people living in the country, but they're the fourth biggest government holder. I think that's massive. So Bitcoin has never consolidated at a previous all-time high for over 6 months. And watching how quickly buyers step in to buy Bitcoin in the 50s suggests we are going much higher. Again, I tell you guys, I don't make short-term price predictions, but I'm going to tweet that out maybe Monday morning when a few people are online, because I really do think the setup we're seeing is absolutely incredible. I've never been more bullish on Bitcoin. Okay. And don't get me wrong. I've been bullish on Bitcoin. I dropped out of university in 2017 to study Bitcoin full time. People call me crazy, but I lived in the back of a van and the back of a truck for 2 years in 2018 to simply stack more Bitcoin, because I thought renting was a shitcoin. At $300 a week, I did the maths and I said, I can save a lot more money by living in the back of a van. So again, I'm incredibly bullish on Bitcoin, and I have been for a long time. Okay, don't get me wrong. My friends called me a nutcase for living in the back of this thing back in 2018. An absolute nutcase. I was buying Bitcoin hand over fist in 2018 after the price was down by 80%, but I'm even more bullish today. I really do think price is a massive lagging indicator on Bitcoin. If you had told me 4 years ago that we'd have over 50 public companies buying Bitcoin, we'd have multiple pension funds in America, we'd have multiple central banks buying MicroStrategy shares like we do in Norway and Switzerland, some of the largest central banks in the world, mind you, top 20 central banks. If you had told me that we'd have some of the world's largest pension funds in the world, like the $1.7 trillion Japanese giant, saying that they are considering Bitcoin for diversification strategies. If you had told me all of that was happening, and we had nation states like Oman investing $1 billion into Bitcoin mining, Bhutan investing $500 million into Bitcoin mining, if you had told me we'd have nation states like El Salvador making Bitcoin legal tender, if you had told me all of that 4 years ago would happen by 2024 and asked me where the price of Bitcoin would be, answer the question of where you think the price of Bitcoin would be, but I would have said Bitcoin has to be in the millions of dollars per coin, millions. Maybe not $10 million a coin, but in the millions, okay? We have the world's largest asset manager spruiking Bitcoin on national news nearly every week, saying Bitcoin is digitizing gold. He nearly said Bitcoin was hope, and he said Bitcoin is an institutional-grade asset class. I really do think price is a massive lagging indicator. I'm incredibly bullish. I'm nearly as bullish on price as I am on the live chat. The live chat was absolutely jamming as I was racing home. I was scurrying home with hands full of groceries trying to get to this live stream on time for you guys. Okay, 100 likes within the first 20 minutes boosts the algo big time. 100 likes within the first hour also boosts the YouTube algo. Satwise, I might hire you as a YouTube growth strategist because I didn't know that, my friend. If you can get us to 100 likes, I would greatly appreciate that. If you found this video valuable, my rants valuable. I'm still surprised so many of you guys tune in, to be honest. I'm just talking shit about Bitcoin. Okay, I'm going to make a video on this. Could you make a video that guide people on setting up a homestead in the back of a van, mainly for those who have thought of that idea to stack as much Bitcoin? I will do that. It's surprisingly not as difficult as you might think. I really cheaped out because at the time I was like dead broke. Again, I dropped out of uni, so I'd only been working for a couple of years alongside uni, so I didn't have a ton of money to buy a really nice setup, but I can make a video showing you guys what I would do again at different wealth points. If you guys want that video, Severed Shisu, I will try to make that video for you guys. Thank you, McLovin. I appreciate the love, my friend. McLovin has been with us from the very beginning of this channel. So I appreciate that. Thanks, Luke and Pam. Maybe we get Pam on camera for those who don't know who producer Pam is. If we get lower prices, BlackRock would be happy, right or wrong? BlackRock would be incredibly happy. Again, guys, I did a video this week showing you guys why I think there could be a little bit of manipulation going on between BlackRock and Coinbase. That's the thumbnail on the bottom right of this video. To answer your question, Drain the Swamp. Love the handle too, by the way. How BlackRock co-opted Coinbase to suppress Bitcoin's price. And we delve down that rabbit hole in that video. I think it's a good rabbit hole to be delving into. Elaine's tuning in on Rumble, another one of the channel favorites here. Helping people stack, could not agree more. Okay, guys, this... Risk-reward drives the market. Send it to 16K. I don't think we're going to see 16K ever again. I apologize. I really do not think that's going to happen. Thank you, Satwise. I appreciate the kind words, my friend. You guys are buttering me up today in the live chat. Really buttering me up. I appreciate that. Schiff knows Bitcoin is going to zero. Yeah. Luke needs to fire his audio technician. I have no idea what's going on with my audio this week, guys. I thought I figured it out. Apparently, you can't play Twitter videos on a StreamYard. YouTube was working for me for a long time. Now, no. So I apologize big time about the audio issues. And with all that said, something I don't apologize for is the excessive bullishness. Again, guys, I really do think price is a massive lagging indicator. I don't think anyone is bullish enough on Bitcoin right now. I think we have been blessed with an incredible opportunity to stack Bitcoin at really cheap prices over the past 4 years. China's Bitcoin mining ban combined with Elon Musk's timely coordinated FUD on Bitcoin mining energy usage, alongside everybody's favorite curly-headed autist, let me be careful what I say, Sam Bankman-Fried, suppressing the price of Bitcoin and naked shorting 80,000 coins. All of those three events have given you guys an incredible opportunity to buy Bitcoin cheap. Again, the price should be in the millions of dollars per coin if you look at the fundamentals of the past 4 years. Hash rate, 7 times higher today than it was in 2021 when China banned Bitcoin mining. Over 7 times higher. Price, it's at the same price. We're in $60,000 range. Hash price is your leading indicator. This is your last chance to buy Bitcoin cheap. And I wouldn't be surprised if they are using bots to keep Bitcoin between 58 and 62. If you have a look at the amount of time we spent between 58 and 62, it was a lot. But again, all of that's a blessing. This has been your opportunity to buy Bitcoin cheap. This has been your opportunity to secure your generational wealth the way it should be secured. Okay, while you're not getting the phone calls from Auntie Jane and, you know, Bob, Uncle Bob, should be setting up your Bitcoin security. Again, go and play around with some titanium. Set up your generational wealth so it lasts generations. Do that while the price is down. There's a few people more bullish than me, but there's not many. I'll tell you that. Not many. Maybe my Australian counterpart, Peter Dunworth, puts me to shame. He's bullish. Well, that said, guys, thank you so much to everyone who tuned in. 495 of you guys. If you did enjoy this content, molest the like button down below. We'd appreciate that. And again, you can rewind to the beginning of my ramblings to check out why I think this state that just adopted Bitcoin is such a big deal. It's a big deal when you consider the broader context of what's happened in America the past 90 days.